So I've been realizing this weekend that I often don't really breathe. So this morning I invite you to reconnect to rich, deep breathing. Literally the breath of life. Without air, we die. So let your air come into the back of your lungs. And particularly at this time, thinking of so many places in the world of disaster, of everyone who cannot breathe because of COVID, of all those who have lost life or livelihood in Beirut, and now for an ocean that cannot breathe in Mauritius. And somehow I've wanted to stay connected to the world and to what's going on in the world. And it also means allowing yourself to feel enormous pain. If our own pain is not enough, then to know the pain of the world, the pain of the planet, the pain of people. How do we breathe into pain? How do we breathe into discomfort? How do we breathe into unimaginable sorrow or horror? So for me, it's also about allowing your heart to be open. So if you feel to, if you need to, place your hands over your heart chakra, or if you feel that you can connect without that, that's fine. And in that gesture, for me, it's offering myself care and comfort in order to be able to soften and open to myself and to others. So often these world situations for me feel just too much. And unconsciously or consciously, I find myself shutting myself away from them. And yet, with the time of coronavirus, I think I've realized how much we need to be connected to one another. And living on my own, I've realized about how important it is to have community, to have connection. And where physical connection is not possible, to really make use of the connection that we do have. And our connection to life is within breath. So we just very gently Allow ourselves to breathe into our ribs. To focus on opening the heart chakra. For allowing yourself to be in the flow of life. And what that might mean as we allow ourselves into the flow of both love but also despair. Of rage, of hate, how can we stay in our own ground, stand on our own feet, and stay open to the truth and the divine within us? Without being overwhelmed by what we see out there in the world in terms of suffering. And I just have a feeling this morning, and you can join me if you feel to, and if you don't, just stay really centered in your own breath and your own heart. But I have a real feeling to consciously take my awareness to Beirut and to Mauritius. To the refugees who are trying to flee conflict and get to safety. To all those who are suffering with this coronavirus. And to all who have private pain. And I'm just breathing in an awareness of standing together in pain or fear, of reaching out, whatever it means to pray or to send good wishes or intention or healing. I really don't know exactly. I just know I need to connect. And so I feel my feet on the ground. I feel my sitting bones on the seat. I feel my hand on my chest. And I breathe. And I invite an openness and a softening. And also a passage through. So whatever you might consider as being spirituality or spirit or higher energy, whatever your language is, for something outside yourself that can give you strength. So that when we breathe into pain or suffering of ourselves or others, we find a way of breathing it out. And like a river, we can become a channel. We don't have to hold on to it to hold that suffering within ourselves. We can breathe it out. And that somehow gives me more ability to, and less fear about connecting to suffering, whether it's mine or anyone else's. This knowledge that we can breathe it in and breathe it out. We don't have to own it, but we can connect with it. So I'm just going to leave a minute or so for you to feel into anything in particular, or anyone in particular, or any part of yourself in particular that is in pain or is suffering, that needs healing. So that you can breathe in to really connect to whatever it is or whoever it is. And breathe out. To let that go. And just reconnecting to your sitting bones and your feet on the floor.